Begin Podfix Network transmission in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Yummy and Fearless podcast with the Side Chicks, where we offer our side of the issues. Thank you so much for listening. Please follow us at Yummy Fearless on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and even Pinterest, where you'll find additional content from today's show. You can also listen to us on Apple iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, and Spotify. Please rate, like, review, subscribe, and share. And if no one else has told you today, we love you. Now let's get into the show. She's Dark Phoenix.
And she is Yummy. And we are
the Yummy and Fearless podcast.
With the Side Chicks. Are we still Side Chicks?
I think we're still Side Chicks.
Okay, we can still be Side Chicks. Okay, fine.
Why are we the Side Chicks though?
Because we like to give our side of every issue. And we are old ass aunties. Mm-hmm. But we still have opinions and we still matter, damn it. So that's why we're here.
That is why we're here. You know, earlier today, I was on somebody's Facebook page that sent a friend request that I did not know. I accepted it, and I went on there to try to figure out if I knew this person, and mm-hmm. I couldn't. But he had a video on his page of, you remember that group Blackstreet?
Blackstreet, sure.
And they were singing.
Teddy.
Teddy Riley.
Yes, right. Teddy Riley. Mm-hmm.
And they were singing that song, Don't Leave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That shit is banging.
It still hits hard.
It still slaps. Mm-hmm. You remember how Chauncey was like such a little... Everybody wanted to bang him. Mm-hmm. Little chocolate drop.
Just a little chocolate drop.
Little chocolate drop. Mm-hmm. So... yeah. Wouldn't that scare a man? You're like, oh, you sexy. Wait, what is that sound?
Nothing sounds like auntie. Like a little tongue roll. We were Eartha Kitt. Right. He's our age, though, so.
Right. Oh, Lord. Well, we're going to start today with a couple that was hot around that late 90s period coming into the new millennium.
Okay.
We're going to talk about a couple that was hot during that period who the gentleman is, he's hot right now. P. Diddy.
Oh, ooh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He deserves some nasty sounds.
Ding 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 ding.
The maturity level.
So fucking mature.
So low, man. So low.
Okay, so who was he in the couple with? Who was he in the, or was
you
he in the
remember
couple?
He used to date J-Lo.
Oh yeah, back in,
remember,
was that the 90s?
That was like, yeah, because I remember they brought in the millennium.
Oh yeah, she should have stuck. Well, no, maybe
no.
Not
no. Maybe, no,
maybe not in light because of recent news.
She did some shit they say in a rap song. My bitch bring my gun for me in the club.
Ooh.
Cause she carried his gun for him in the club.
Allegedly.
When he shot that woman in the face.
Ooh, allegedly.
And my ass and paid Shine
to take the call. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That day, and that's when
so
they was like, you gotta leave this nigga alone. You got everything you needed to get out of him. Go on.
But, you got your street cred. Now keep it moving.
And, you know, she been keeping it moving and stealing people's music. And
that was a good voice. That was a good choice, though, on her part to keep it moving, I must say.
It was. But, like,
I don't know. It's hard to remember, but I guess it was okay to date him at that time.
It was the thing to do. It was like, oh man, you know, they were like a hot couple.
They were a very
nobody was very... mad about it. It was like no. It was like kind of they were pre Jay. I think that was pre Jay-Z and Beyonce actually.
Oh yeah, that was pre Jay-Z.
So they
and
were the first royalty type, you know, hip hop couple.
Well, the only person that probably was mad was his baby mama Kim.
Ooh,
that he allegedly.
Offed. Allegedly.
So to give you kids some background, that's how long Kim was in the picture.
Kim Porter.
Yes. So
mother there of was, three of his kids, I think.
Mm-hmm. The twins and the son, King. Mm-hmm. And he adopted legally her son with Albie Shore. So he raised
What's his name?
Quincy.
Okay. And who was Christian? There's a Christian.
Christian is his other son that he had with another woman who they say was friends with.
Oh, Misa.
Misa. Who apparently was friends with Kim before he started dating
her.
Kim. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was some somewhat messy boots. Type of situation
and she was supposedly I heard recently that she was in high school when they met and he was in college but that's another chapter and another book. It's not why we're here today, kids.
Right But yesterday the FBI did a raid on three of his residents in Miami, LA, and New York,
right,
in search of evidence for sex trafficking?
S.A. I mean, not S.A. Yeah. S trafficking.
Oh.
As the kids say on YouTube.
Yeah, right. S.A. Yeah. So.
Trigger warning.
Yeah, definitely trigger warning. So there were, I mean, I guess they were, there were helicopters. It was a big ordeal. It was everywhere, all over social media, all over the news. They even detained two of his sons, King Combs and Christian mm-hmm. Dior Combs, which was just heartbreaking to me.
They put him in handcuffs. Which I understand is protocol, but let me. So do we have, are all the facts, have you convey all the facts as you wanted to?
Well, my understanding is that Sean Combs was tipped off of their arrival. And apparently this is not unusual, that sometimes that happens through their lawyer, that you are informed that they're coming and, you know, they just want to get whatever they're going to get. But he had left in his private jet, Love Air. I think he flew initially to Antigua.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went to Miami. Is that correct? Is that how you understand it?
Yes. So what's your final analysis of all of this?
Well, if he knew they were coming and allowed for his sons to remain there, I don't understand how that was a good idea.
There are conflicting, views or reports that he fled. In fact, he is not. He is in Miami at the moment and is not on the run, they say. But still not a good look. It's just, you know, kind of jarring, actually, to see these young men in handcuffs for possibly allegedly something that their father might have been involved in. So it's just but I do hear that it is protocol for when there's an FBI search or of that nature. I don't know how true that is, but this is where we are, people. This is where
that makes sense. And my understanding also, another reason why it was such a big operation is because that he had three different residents that they had to do concurrently, and because of the size of his real estate, you know, it's not like a person with a normal size house, you know, you probably could compare where he lives more to a mall or something. So imagine if you're law enforcement, you have to not only secure right. that place, but you are searching for evidence. So that takes a lot of coordination, and you have your, also you have your safety to take in consideration. So of course, every person has to be detained or secured, you know, while they go through that process, because you don't know what people are going to do or right, who's right. emotional mm-hmm. or who thinks what. So that's a, it's a big operation. So yeah, it took a lot of coordination to do mm-hmm. that. It's, I think that it has been a very long time coming even to get to this point. Really, if any percentage of the things that they've said are true, really, it's amazing that he's walked free for decades, mm-hmm. to tell the truth.
It is. And I hate to say what I'm about to say, but I was consuming one of the gossip blogs, I guess you call it vlogs, and Kempire, who quoted one Candace Owens, who you know, say what you want to say about her, but she said something that what he quoted her as tweeting today was has been on my mind ever since. And I just cannot get it out of my mind. And that is, the FBI may have been there to hide evidence, not find evidence.
Oh my goodness.
So that just is, I'm like, I can't.
Wow.
That has me in such a, in wow. such a twisted mind state right now, because I guess the idea is that one of the reasons he's been able to evade justice for so long is that he has so much on so many people, possibly,
mm-hmm.
that nobody wants to, you know, be in the line of fire. Nobody wants to be, you know, want that smoke. So ever since I heard that, it's just, I can't unhear it. And I'm just like, mm-hmm. oh no, please. What if there is evidence to suggest that he's just a small piece of this ugly, nasty, shitty pie?
You know, I think that it's possible. That is disturbing as all hell, though.
Isn't it?
I don't even, that bothers me to hear it mm-hmm. out loud like that, mm-hmm. because it almost has to be the case. It just is not likely, probable, or typically possible that someone could play the role that he has allegedly played as a Black man at that, in so many demonic things for decades.
I was thinking the same thing. Mm-hmm.
Without a support system that expanded far beyond even mm-hmm. him.
Like, do you know how many people and entities had to be complicit and turn a blind eye and help aid and abet? It makes me sick. It really yeah. makes me sick. So, you know, in my final summation about what transpired over the past 24 hours is, I hope there is some type of justice and world order. You know, there's a saying that there's a world order and what goes around comes around. And for the sake of so many people who've been hurt and devastated by some of these actions, I hope so. I hope this is a beginning. It's hard for me as a woman of color to believe that there could be, you know, justice sometimes, but in this case, and it's so unfortunate, just unfortunate all the way around. But
mm-hmm.
hey, let the FBI do what they gonna do.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. It is what it is. But I think that it's
FBI is not noble by any means. But
listen, again, I believe that Puff Daddy had people in the LAPD. I mean, there's this clip that of him that's been going around of late where he's talking and he's like, I can show you how, you know, we have fun.
And stay out of jail.
Yes. That is the craziest comment. That's not a normal comment. How we have fun, make money, and stay out of jail. That's not a normal phrase.
I don't know.
Stay out of jail?
Here's the thing. Okay, so that comment is not as problematic to me as a lot of the other things that have been alleged. People do keep playing that on a loop.
But it's telling.
Yeah, I mean, so many
people are like, let's have fun, but we got to stay out of jail. It's not typically the thing that follows up the let's have fun statement.
Well, I don't know. I think that in certain circles, especially white collar situations, I think that might be something, you know, a la Donald Trump. I don't know. That might be a statement that people of a certain tax bracket make. So that doesn't bother me as much as some of the allegations and, you know, some of the lawsuits that have come forth. The whole have fun, make money and stay out of jail seems like something typical of somebody of that tax bracket, something they would say. I'm sure, you know, whoever videotaped that and made it public. I don't know that. I mean, it doesn't look good. I mean, when you juxtapose it to everything else that he's been accused of. So, but that statement by itself does not bother me as much as some of the allegations. So,
well, yeah. So the last thing I guess I have to say about it, which really isn't necessarily connected to this recent event, but I do find it curious that if they know where he's at, you know, and there have been no charges as of yet, even though they say that if the FBI shows up and gathers evidence, they pretty much already know what they know. It's almost a technicality.
The FBI did raid Donald Trump's spot too, didn't they?
I think so.
And where is he right now? Running for president.
Running for president. But yeah, Donald Trump exhausts me. Little mushroom penis. I hope that.
Well, we digress.
Yeah.
All right.
I never actually get to see that thing. But he did. I have been thinking about him and the young man that's suing him, which apparently is very pivotal in this component of what's happening right now, that apparently they're saying that he is working closely with the law enforcement. And also they're alleging that Cassie is, and that they also allege that Cassie has a lot of the documentation that Kim Porter was compiling as well.
Wow.
And that she and this young man, I think his name is Rob, Little Rod, yeah, are pivotal in that. But I've thought long and hard about Little Rob and P. Diddy. One of the things that P. Diddy did to him and that he alleges is so odd to me, how P. Diddy tried to give Little Rod to Cuba Gooding.
Oh, yeah, that...
That is some.
It's not funny, but it's just like gross. It's like, are you guys? Are you fucking trying to?
You
gag
want
us?
To give me to Cuba Gooding Jr.?
It's unfortunate. It's just so sad.
But for real, who are you? Well, you were like, all right, I'm gonna give him the Cuba. Who are you? You tried to give a nigga to Cuba drunk ass Gooding Jr.
But the messed up part, this, I know Cuba's like, damn, how did I get some shots? Ooh. Catch some shots.
Cuba like, come on, you know I'm just a drunk.
I can't catch it, you know.
He tried to, and then there's just that picture and Cuba standing over this dude looking creepy uncle like a motherfucker. And then in the report, he's like, P. Diddy tried to give, he tried to pass this man around who wasn't even gay. Could you imagine? That's a wild shit.
Oh no, I don't want to laugh at that, but
that's a wild shit. This nigga, no, you're not gay, pressing you hard as fuck. Then if that ain't enough, he gonna try to take a heterosexual dude from church and give you to Cuba Gooding Jr. to fuck. That's wild.
I don't think Cuba's gay either. That's the only thing.
I don't even think Cuba has a sexuality. I don't even consider Cuba Gooding Jr. a human being. He's more like a fucking cartoon character or something. I don't even know what Cuba is.
Yeah, he's like a character from Mad Magazine.
Right. He is not. He's not whatever, but I don't know. But J-Lo.
You dodged the bullet, girl. You dodged the bullet. You did. You got out the right time.
Did she? She's like the older version of Taylor Swift.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. No, no.
Her call sheet is long.
No, she's far worse than Taylor Swift. Come on.
That's true. Taylor Swift.
Don't do Taylor like that. Do not do Taylor like that.
Yummy and Fearless podcast with the side chicks. I'd like to apologize for that statement.
Yeah, take it back. Yeah, that right back.
That went too far. That went too far. But J-Lo, she got some miles on her.
Yeah.
But she's in love with being in love. That's more what I meant. J-Lo's a person that's in love with being in love.
And I have one word to say about that.
She's always been in love with being in love.
Can I say my one word?
Go, sure.
Yuck.
Oh,
yuck. Fucking yuck.
You don't like.
That's two words. My bad. Yuck.
You have never.
I used to like J-Lo. I used to be a huge J-Lo fan. But right now, she's giving Betty White with a bra on. She's giving Betty White with, you know, showing her midriff type situation.
Oh, shit. Wow.
No offense to Betty White, because that's my girl. That was my girl. But
wow. Have you noticed how J-Lo, even though I think she turns 55 this year, but she refuses to evolve in her movie roles. She continues to want to play the romantic comedy. Oh my gosh, we're getting married, bro. I'm like, bitch, she won't play nobody, mama.
Maybe people don't see her as a mom.
Who the fuck, bitch? You postmenopausal. Why are you still walking around here like, and I'm going to get my dress and you're getting married? It's like, bitch, you've been doing this since the late 90s.
Like, I know she's having hot flashes. I know there are some hot flashes in there. I know it.
Not believable. That's why your shit ain't banging. Ain't nobody checking for you like that, because it's ridiculous. You're a middle-aged woman and you're still up here like, I bumped into him on the train and he looked at me and I looked at him and I'm like, oh my gosh. You know, it's like, Jake, come on.
J-Lo, but you know, I think she could. She has potential to be America's sweetheart. I mean, she's had enough plastic surgery to do that.
Oh my god.
She, like you said, she refuses to I don't know if it's her or the people who are casting her refuse to help her evolve.
It's
and for
her.
Me, it's just like a yuck for me. It's a yuck
it's
for me.
Her. She don't want to grow up. She wants to stay this.
She has twins. Doesn't she have teenage twins?
Yes. She don't want to play an ugly bitch. She don't want to play a drunk. She don't want to play, you know, a regular broad because she's.
Oh, I bet she does.
She's in
she
love
does.
With herself. No, she's. And that's some of the accusations of late. Is that she's such an intense narcissist. But what she doesn't realize is that she is not growing. She has not evolved in any way, which is why this album that she put out now and the two movies in support of it, this album, which is This Is Me Now, because you remember 2 decades and some change ago, she put out This Is Me. Thank you for listening. If you like what you heard, review, subscribe, and share. It helps other listeners find us. And don't forget to follow us at Yummy Fearless on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and even Pinterest,
where you'll find additional content from today's show and also our highly curated He Can Get It list. As always, you can listen to the Yummy and Fearless podcast with the Side Chicks on Apple iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, and Spotify. And if no one else has told you today, we love you and thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to a podcast of the Podfix Network. Discover more audible gems like this at podfixnetwork.com. Make sure to catch up-to-the-minute network shenanigans by following at Podfix on Twitter, official_Podfix on Instagram, at Podfix Network on Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to Podfix Presents wherever you choose to find podcasts. The Podfix Network, artist owned and loved.